Exercise 14B, The New Zealand Māoris by Alex.
Read question 1. Listen.
Kia ora. This is Māori language, and it means hello. As you guessed by my greeting, I'm going to talk about the Māoris, the Aboriginal people of New Zealand. First of all, Māori culture is everywhere in New Zealand. All kids learn about Māori culture and traditions in school. And you can see the language and place names, for example. What is the Māori language like? It's totally different from English. There are lots of long words full of vowels and consonants. Believe it or not, every school kid has to learn some Māori. Wow! I'll show you a couple of place names so that you can check out for yourselves. I'll try my best to say the words in Māori. The first word, Aotearoa, is the Māori name for New Zealand. It means the land of the long white cloud. The name comes from the times when the first Māoris arrived. As they came closer to New Zealand, they saw a big cloud over the North Island. Then, the second word. Okay, here it goes. Te taumata okionking awakatang ianga o te kowawa tamatea pokai wenua. Phew! It means the brow of the hill where Tamatea, who sailed all around the land, played his flute to his lady love. Any volunteers to try it?
Answer question 1. Read questions 2 and 3. Listen.
Now, I'll tell you something about the history of the Māoris. They haven't been in New Zealand quite as long as the Australian Aboriginals that Bethany told you about. They came from the Polynesian Islands in the 12th century. How did they travel all the way? They came across the sea in their long, narrow boats and canoes. It was a long way to row their boats. When they arrived in the North Island, they must have been really hungry. You see, they couldn't carry all that much food in those boats. But in Aotearoa, there was a lot of food to eat. For example, they had fish, crab, seaweed, dolphins, and seals.
Answer questions 2 and 3. Read questions 4 and 5. Listen.
Talking about food, the Māoris used to eat birds as well. There was a special one called moa. It was about 3 meters tall, so there was a lot of meat. The Māoris hunted it so much that it died out hundreds of years ago. There's an interesting thing I'd like to mention about animals. There were no mammals in New Zealand when the Māoris came. The first mammals in New Zealand were the rats and dogs that the Māoris had brought with them.
Answer questions 4 and 5. Read question 6. Listen.
When did the white people come to New Zealand? They arrived in New Zealand 100 years later than the whites in Australia, at the beginning of the 19th century. The Māoris were not happy about that. You see, the whites wanted to get land from the Māoris. There were wars. But the Māoris were lucky because they didn't have to move out, and they could have their basic rights. Nowadays, they live pretty much like the whites and go to school. It's great that they keep up their old Māori traditions and language and teach them to the younger generation.
Answer question 6. Read questions 7, 8, and 9. Listen.
And now, to conclude my presentation, I'll tell you a bit about Māori traditions. Their traditional dress is made of reed. They sing and dance a lot. Even the men do it, and they have a special dance called the haka. They sometimes tattoo their faces. As you can see in the picture, they look pretty scary, don't they? The Maori symbol is the fern. It's also the symbol of New Zealand. Tourists can visit places like Rotorua in the North Island, and they can watch a Maori song and dance show. I won't give you a Maori song and dance show, but we'll listen to some Maori songs. Kia ora! Thank you for your attention. If there are any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
Answer questions 7, 8, and 9.